Love in home and community. Home and community. We start in the home. As we become adult, we spread out in the community. God has given to us exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the promises of God first help us escape the corruption that is in the world, and then having begun, through sanctification, makes us partakers of the divine nature. This week we are going to study the sixth commandment. Includes more than the act of murder. It includes the building up of the total Christian communal life. Part number one, love in the family circle. The sixth commandment says, do not reduce life. Killing is the ultimate. Do not reduce its effectiveness, its fullness. See, sickness doesn't enable an invalid to live a full life. A cripple cannot live a perfectly full life that he might be able to do. God helps to compensate. But when a man is whole, then he can live a whole life. So we should not do anything that prevents anyone from living an abundant, whole, full life. In the family circle, there is a relationship between children and children, children and parents and children. For the parents to be honored by the children, the parents must be worth honor. They must so live that the children can, in fact, honor them and appreciate them for all they have, all they are, and all they do. So their relationship must be right with the Lord. So you obey your parents in the Lord. Parents have no right to require of their children what the Lord does not require. This is the first commandment with promise. So in order to enable the family to live the fullest life, not kill off any potentiality or any area, the relationships between parents and children must be in the Lord. The parents are the authority figures, they're the example figures. It must be in the Lord. So in order for the life to be lived in fullness, it must start with the relationship of love between the parents and the children. Part number two, love our enemies. In the family, there can be enemies. Parent and parent. Father and mother cannot agree with themselves. Parents and children. Sometimes parents love one children more than another, hate one member of the family, take it out of them. Christ gave the commandment, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Bless is the helping to fulfill intrinsic function. If there are people trying to curse you, why not go out of your way to help them to fulfill God's ideal in their lives? Do good to them that hate you. That is, find ways of making their life fuller and richer. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. In the closet, remember them. This person is treating me badly. Pray for him. And thus you will be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, even though you live on this planet. What God wishes his people to do is to seek to restore the love relationships that hate and enmity have brought about. Part number three. In the home, love brings healing and reconciliation. It does this also in the community. Healing, reconciliation. Healing, we generally think of physically. Some part of the body is not functioning right. Healing in its fullest sense is getting all the functions of the mind and the spirit and the body functioning to optimum. This comes about through reconciliation. Reconciliation is the bridge over alienation. Relationships have been broken. Reconciliation builds those relationships in the home and in the community. Christ's statement is very penetrating in our key verse. When you come to worship, faithfully, you've come to the altar, you're bringing your gift, your offering, you're presenting Christ as your Savior. But you remember that somebody has got something against you. Go. Leave your gift. Stop your worship. Make it right with your brother. So, the prerequisite of true worship is reconciliation. If you are going to present your gift to the altar, you must have brought about, to the best of your ability, reconciliation with your brother. Many times, children see their parents, their elders, coming to worship, bringing their gifts to the altar, and they know that the parents are not reconciled one to each other. They know that the parents are not reconciled with some members of the family. They have got into the car before Sabbath school, for which they're late, shouting, fighting, sometimes crying, bringing their Bible and their quarterly, tempers, unpleasantness, come to church. Before you lay your gift on the altar, be reconciled to the children, to the spouse, to your brother. Then come, offer the gift. And what is done in the family will be spread into the community. The family that is combined, loyal, loving, reconciled, cooperative, credit to the community, generally does not have any failings and falling out with the community. Part number 4. This deals with the 7th commandment, how God views immorality. Immorality. Malachi talks about treachery, betrayal. One of the partners goes out secretly with an affair with somebody else. God says, I hate putting away. I hate putting away. Love in the home must be characterized by loyalty among the husband and wife. No treachery. No secret affairs. No breaking down of relationships. One man, one woman, till death do us part. Over and over again, the Bible condemns the illegitimate sex relationship. It never helps, it always destroys. Part number 5. Honesty at work. Don't steal your employer's time. If he pays you so much an hour, that's what you owe him. Work. 60 minutes worth of work for 60 minutes worth of pay. Honesty at work. Very important Christian principle, faithful, giving what is due, doing the best we can, hiding nothing, having your manner of life honest among the Gentiles, Peter recommends, even though they may traduce you, speak evil against you, by your life, by your good works, they will glorify God. Provide things that are honest, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We can argue sometimes what I am doing, God knows, is honest. But if it looks dishonest to your fellow men, keep out of it. We have a crisis in the church, a financial crisis. come about through loaning, monies that should not have been loaned. It may have appealed to be honest in the sight of God, but in the sight of men, as we look back on it, it may not, and we may cause the name of God to be blasphemed. This is a very important point. We must ensure that we never give the appearance of evil. We may argue, I am not doing anything wrong. Perhaps, in the strictest sense of the word, you are not. As God looks at it, it may be perfectly honest. But if your neighbor looking at it, or your child looking at it, is caused to stumble out of the way, then we should rethink what we are doing and ask ourselves, since I am my brother's keeper, should I be doing this? And if the answer is, yes, I am causing my brother to stumble, then we must not do it. We must provide for honest things in the sight of men, not only in the sight of God. Part number 6, the focus of the week. Love in home and community. Follow peace with all men in the home. What is peace? Peace is not only the cessation of hostilities. Peace is the optimal functioning of every part of the being. Total harmony. If my little finger suffers from arthritis, it can ruin my disposition. It can make the whole of me feel bad. When every body function functions adequately, when my mind functions adequately, I am accepted by God, I am accepted by my fellow men, I have been forgiven, I have asked God to show me, and I cannot see a wrong in my life. When I sincerely pray and say, Lord, show me if there be any wicked way in me, then the peace of God fills my mind, my life. My health, my thinking, my well-being, optimal. Follow peace in the home. Parents, make sure that there is nothing in your home that is disturbing the peace of your children. Material, social, spiritual, entertaining, religious, anything. Make peace with all the children. Father and mother. Then make holiness total, dedicated to God, without which no man shall see the Lord. So in regarding men, all men, home and community, not men pleasers, not clock watchers, all men I make peace with. They're all satisfied that I am doing my best by the grace of God. I am following peace with all men. Then I can think of my relationship to God. I must be holy for God. And if I am at peace with men, in my family and community, and I am holy with God, then I will see God. That's the end. If I lack these things, I will not see Him. I do not understand Him. My vision is limited. I am cut off from the things of eternity. I am locked in on this planet. As we think about love in home and community, the restoration of ideal relationships near and far, I can think of nothing better than observing that the love of Jesus Christ is flowing through such a Christian with healing, power, and salvation.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries have been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.